A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, welcome back. Kids also unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for hanging out. Let's get back to some actual sports talk here, Scott. We're getting
I want to be political.
I think you and I both equally don't like
it. Well, here's politics for you. And sports.
Yeah, let me hear it.
I think of all these professional sports leagues, I think no one wanted to be the first out of the blocks. It's like they wanted to be the first if everything was going to be okay. Kind of like golf is really okay, right?
And golf is its own thing too. They can get away with a lot.
Yeah. And so here you have the NBA, right? They're now going and they're converging together in their little bubble world. And Florida is now...
It's a hot spot, man.
It's a hot spot.
Yeah.
And I would imagine folks have to be freaking
out a little
bit. Adam
Silver's freaking out. I mean, here's the actual thing. Adam Silver has been quoted as saying that this thing could burst their little bubble down there in Florida. And... Well, it's interesting, too, because I think that there are a lot of folks who wonder how this is going to work out in the end. But there are rules there. So here's ESPN. I was watching this, and there was an interesting commentary as to how. And they have, you know, they have reporters down there. And they were talking about this very thing, whether or not they're even going to start things up. But here's how they're doing the testing when they get in.
So basically, if players are going to travel separate from the team, this memo says, they have a couple of options of how they could potentially get to Orlando. They could travel by charter plane out of their own pocket. They could travel by car, or they could travel on commercial air. Now, if they travel by car or by private plane, when they get to Orlando, they have to test negative twice for coronavirus before they can be incorporated into basketball activities. If they travel commercially, they will actually have to test negative three times before they would be able to join their team and resume in any activities. And this is important, Jay, because from talking to front office folks around the league, they want to know exactly how long their players would be sidelined if they join later, because like you mentioned, that training camp in Orlando is the first time they'll be able to play 5-on-5 basketball.
So interesting thought. That was Malika Andrews, by the way,
from
ESPN.
It's like trains, planes, and automobiles in order to get to...
There's
that's
three
not
different
the
ways.
Pillow.
There are three different ways for you to be able to get back to Orlando. And either way, they're going to test you a bunch of different ways. They're going to test you three different times if you fly in commercially. So, and the reality
is... How long
is
the training camp?
The first training camp stuff starts on the 11th, right? They're already there. They're going to start doing testing, and then they can start practicing, I think, all together on the 11th. And then the first games are the 30th. So you're talking 20-something days
it
or
seems
19
to
days.
Me, why would they ever want these players to go by themselves, travel on their own to the facility?
Yeah.
I mean, have them all come together.
I thought they were all getting on a team charter.
Right.
That's what I thought they were doing.
Why would you not want to do that? Because, public travel, I mean, in our building here, well, it's not only scary, but it's like an automatic quarantine for 2 weeks. I mean, how do you get tested two or three times and say, oh, yeah, you're okay? I don't know. It seems confusing.
Okay, so from the standpoint of the bubble being there, it's interesting you brought that up about the – because we were just praising up and down the NBA.
Oh, yeah,
and they're
out
making,
of the box. And
they're taking a massive – now we look at it, we go, what a gamble.
Yeah.
Because and then we're also crossing our fingers hoping that it works out because we're all hoping that football will work out in the fall. And how this, I mean, I don't even know.
It's, you know, we should just quit basketball right now.
Really?
Yes.
No,
no,
why?
I'll tell you why. Because it's the end of the season. They're trying, you know, when you try to force something, you try to force it to work, you try to, and you just don't let it, you know, kind of fade away. And every time you try to force something in your life, it never works out. Never works out. And you know what forcing the end of the basketball season could be? It could be an alarm that goes off, and then guess what it impacts? The start of football season.
Right.
Let's just let this die. Just let it go. Just don't bother with it. False alarm. Go say hi to Mickey Mouse, and then you're on your way for summer vacation. And then just let football start here in the 1st of September. Because if they go in there and this thing blows up, then it's going to do exactly what happened when Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell tested positive in March. It's going to stop the world again.
I just wonder how it's going to work out with the Jazz, because, you know, I think we all look at it and we go, oh, the Jazz is the main player. You know, the Jazz have these two players who already tested positive, already got through it. Maybe some of the team have had to go through the team as well. And they won't have to worry as much about the health thing. But as soon as you have, like, LeBron, as soon as you have big names test positive, which is going to happen, we're still obsessed with, like, oh, guess who has it, right? Today, everybody was like, oh, the president of Brazil, who was downplaying, you know, the whole coronavirus thing, he's got it now. We love to say big name has coronavirus, right? And as soon as LeBron James has it, as soon as, like, all the biggest names in the game have it, Adam Silver's going to have to start considering shutting it down just because of the big names.
Tom Hanks had it.
There's, I know, no, but he had it in Australia. He had it in Australia. We didn't even know what was going on.
But there's no bigger name than Tom Hanks. And
there is in the world of sports, though.
I understand. No, my point is that, okay.
And he can quarantine on his own in his massive house in Malibu. That's
LeBron,
it.
LeBron, have your get it. And then let everyone talk about it. And then this is a good thing for the Utah Jazz, because then LeBron isn't playing. And the Jazz can go and do their thing without LeBron. Look, if they're in this bubble, I don't think anyone should get it. I mean, if they're not exposed to the outside world and they're all kind of in a sterile environment, provided that they're not going out and that they're staying in a defined area, restricted area, whatever, then there shouldn't be any issues. So I'm not too worried about it. You know, they've had people that have had Corona parties. Have you heard of this?
Oh, they tried to do this in Florida, right?
Where they got sick on purpose. It was like, who got sick and who got the sickest? And they were actually having...
Down in Alabama,
they were betting on this kind of thing.
They had a pot. They had a pot that if you put all this money in and if you won it, if you got it first.
And here, all these football players at Alabama got it at one time. I'm just saying, everyone poo-pooed me on this when I said it before.
It's still not a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Come on, it's not chicken pox. You can't act like it's chicken pox.
You get the virus, get it out of your system, and then, because our bodies are designed to deal with all kinds of disease and learning how to fight these things off. And the more mud that we roll in and the dirtier that we get, and that's a real question in the medical industry. Is by washing the heck out of our hands and staying so sterile, are we really helping or are we hurting ourselves? That kid that never goes out and gets dirty is the kid that's always sick growing up, and it's the one that, you know, basically sticks their binky in the mud, you know, and puts it in their mouth. They're never sick. There's something to that. I'm just saying.
I'm
not trying to be insensitive.
I mean. It's acted so weird. It's acted so much differently, I think. And maybe I'm saying this as a guy whose dad's in an assisted living facility.
So is my mom.
But see, it just is so hard to think about how this is going to affect people. Because we had this discussion yesterday when Davis School District said, and we're in the Davis School District, and they said, hey, you don't have to wear masks to school this fall, and we're going to do the full going back to school thing. And a lot of people reacted when we talked about it on the Nightside Project. They were like, oh, yeah, this is great. Great, because I would never force my kid to wear a mask. And my only thing was the kids aren't going to be – it's not the problem. It's what the kids are going to bring home to me and what I'm going to get or what they're going to end up passing on to their grandparents or whatever. So I don't know. I mean, it's a a tough deal.
The mask only helps you from spreading it to someone else.
That's right. That's
right.
It
doesn't help you from getting sick.
And that's why I'm saying that if somebody has it, I hope that, or the possibility of having it, I hope they're wearing a mask. That's why we do it. All right, let's take the break. We got more to go here. When we come back, who are the best of all time at all the different sports? We'll talk about it next. Stay with us.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.